With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio to open God's eternal Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible back to the book of Micah, chapter number 5, and verse number 2, as we continue our study on the Holy Spirit's ministry in overseeing a birth. We've spent several days now looking at the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to continue as He directs us to do so. There's a lot of material in the Word of God that I need to cover, and I trust that you will pray that the Lord would touch me and use me and make me a blessing through the study of the Word of God. And let me just mention before I read the scripture this morning that I do have these notes in print in book form. If you're interested, you can go to my website, harvesttimebroadcast.com, or you can write me at the address given at the close of the broadcast, and I'd be glad to send them to you for a love offering on the radio ministry. But in the book of Micah, chapter number 5, and verse number 2, the Bible said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Let me just remind you that there were three major assignments in the Word of God assigned to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. First of all, He was assigned the task of overseeing a book. We looked at His ministry in inspiration of the Word of God. Then we looked at His ministry in illumination on the Word of God. And then thirdly, we looked at His ministry of preservation concerning the Word of God. He not only inspired it as it was written, but now He illuminates, He shines light upon it as we study it. And then He protects and preserves it. And He will keep His word from every generation. When Christ comes back again, there will still be pure copies of the Word of God available to the people of that day. So we looked at His ministry in overseeing the book. And now this week we're looking at His ministry in overseeing a birth. You see, the Holy Spirit was assigned the task to oversee the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We begin our study by looking at the thought that God the Spirit protected the people. And I took you back in the Word of God to Abraham, and from Abraham down through King David, all the way down to Joseph, we find God's protection of the lineage that the Lord Jesus Christ might be born a true and a pure Jew. And then we looked in Luke and we saw the lineage of Mary going back through David and back to Abraham, all the way back to Adam. In the book of Matthew, in the genealogy of Joseph, we find 42 generations, approximately 2,000 years from Abraham to Christ, that the Holy Spirit protected the lineage, the bloodline, through which Christ would come. And then in Luke chapter number 3, we find the genealogy going from Mary all the way back to Adam, about 4,000 years, that it protects that bloodline for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we saw that He protected the people. And then we saw, second, that the Holy Spirit proclaimed the procedure. The Bible said over in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse number 14, and before I read this, let me remind you that the Holy Ghost put this in the Bible at least 700 years before it came to pass. The Bible said in verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And I said to you on a previous broadcast, many of the modern translations have changed the word virgin to the word a young woman or a woman. But I submit to you, there would be no sign in a woman or a young woman bringing forth a son. It happens every day. But the sign is that this baby will be born of a woman who has never known a man. She was a virgin before she conceived. She was a virgin after she conceived. And she was a virgin up until after he was born. And then after he was born, Joseph knew her, and she bore other children unto Joseph after Christ was born. But the Holy Ghost proclaimed the procedure that the Son of God would be born of a virgin. He said, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." So we looked at the fact that the Holy Spirit protected the people. He proclaimed the procedure. And then you're in our verse today in Micah chapter 5 and verse number 2. He picked a place. The Bible tells us here that Jesus Christ would be born in the city of Bethlehem. Notice again the scripture. The Bible said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." So the Holy Ghost made that choice of the place where Christ would be born. And may I say to you, he could not be born anywhere else. We will look as we continue on in our study how that the devil tried to thwart or pervert the plan of God. But the Holy Ghost is there protecting and guiding the procedures and the place through which Christ would be born. I want us to come to a fourth thing. And we see not only in this matter of overseeing the birth of Christ, did the Holy Spirit protect the people, proclaim the procedure, pick the place. But in Luke chapter number 1, the Holy Spirit produced the pregnancy. And I want us to look at this. We looked at it not long ago, but we're going to look at it again in the light of our study. Let me just read from the book of Luke chapter number 1. And I begin our reading at verse number 26. The Bible said, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Notice now the announcement. "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Notice Mary's question in verse number 34. "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man. And here is the answer the angel gives to Mary. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Here we see that the Holy Spirit not only will protect the people, proclaim the procedure, and pick the place, but now then the Holy Spirit, as he oversees this birth, will produce the pregnancy. And I want you to hear what I'm fixing to say. Settle it in your mind. This Bible teaches that Mary conceived and bare the Lord Jesus Christ without ever knowing a man in a husband-wife relationship. She was a virgin when she conceived. She was a virgin when the baby was born. And again, I repeat, after Christ was born, Joseph knew her, and she bore other children unto Joseph. But Jesus Christ was conceived miraculously. No other person ever arrived on planet Earth as did Jesus Christ. He was born of a virgin, and he was conceived in her of the Holy Spirit. And friend, this is a cardinal truth of the Word of God. And if you reject the truth of the virgin birth, then you have no basis for him being a sinless sacrifice and save people from their sin. But I do want to emphasize, but Christ was not some way scientifically planted into the womb of Mary. The seed was miraculously placed in her womb by the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine? God the Word condescends to God the seed. And then God the Spirit brings God the seed and places that seed in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And the Holy Spirit produces this pregnancy. Stop trying to explain away the miraculous conception, and by faith accept what the Bible teaches about the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have here the account is given to Mary. She did not understand it herself, and she asked the question, how shall this be? And the angel answered and said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white in harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me encourage you that you pray for the Harvest Time broadcast. You know the situation that our economy is in, and this radio ministry is sustained by the offerings of the people. We're broadcasting over 80 times a day, and we depend upon you, the listener. Let me encourage you, pray for the broadcast, and then write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And then join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Oh, do not wait. It's growing.